hard red little beak, and two pairs of shiny wings, two pairs of wings on each side, two little thin sets of wings, shiny. They fly over the water real fast. The stinging kinds of insects, what kind of insects do we have that sting around here?
Wasps and bees.
The one that makes a big nest in the tree.
Parties. I haven't seen a hornet's nest, though, in many a year.
What about the ones that build the nest on the ground and swarm over you?
What are they called? It bores a hole in the ground and makes it just like a wasp nest in the ground.
I call them yellow jackets.
Yellow jackets, uh-huh.
A kind of a different insect that bites you at night and would carry malaria.
Mosquito.
The little tiny insect that left red welts on your body.
Ants?
The little tiny ones that crawl all over you, you'd be covered with them.
Ticks?
Ticks and what else? The little red ones. And if you didn't,
chiggers?
The insect that hops through the grass. It'd be green.
Grasshoppers.
A small fish used for bait.
There's another question I know if I can't answer.
What do you call the thing that you find stretched across the corners of a room that a spider makes?
Web. Now I gotta go and get ready, honey.
Okay, let's stop.
See, it's 15 to 2, and I just got 45 minutes.
That you had to finish. The name of the
topwater
fish that was used for bait.
Topwater.
Part of the tree that's underneath the ground is called the
roots.
Tell me some of the trees that are found in this community.
Oak, gum, hickory, pine, elm.
What about any tough wood used for chopping blocks? What kind is that?
The chopping block?
With broad leaves to it. It has broad leaves and they shed them all at one time. And the bark peels off with little knobs or balls.
And they use...
It has long white limbs and white scaly bark.
Why is that... There it goes again, can't remember.
Okay, what about the one where you get your sugar?
Sugar maple. But we don't have those here.
We have some kind of maple though, don't we?
Yes, we have the red maple. Just ornamental trees. Mary Dean had one in her yard and I reckon it's still living.
We have those that we eat the little fruit off of that George Washington cut down.
That's cherry trees. But we don't have many of them in Arkansas. My husband said that they had one in their yard when he is a boy, and Grandmother Griffin said, yes, him and the birds got all the cherries.
What are some of the poisonous plants that we have in our area?
Poison ivy and poison oak, those two I know.
What about that shrub that has the leaves that are red in the fall? It's poison to some people. It's a bush.
Well, that's there's poison ivy and I said poison ivy is a vine, and then poison oak is a tree.
Okay.